Welcome to the Commercial Intelligence Briefing Podcast, brought to you by NAR Commercial, the National Association of Realtors. Our guest in this program is Richard Muehlbach, the president of Richard Muehlbach LLC, a commercial brokerage near Seattle, Washington. Richard is one of the Signature Series speakers for NAR Commercial, and in his presentations to NAR Commercial members, he talks about how realtors specializing in commercial real estate can bring value to their clients. I'm your podcast host, Steve Lubetkin. Richard Muehlbach, CPM, CRE, has 40 years of experience leasing and managing commercial properties, including high-rise office buildings, medical buildings, shopping centers, and regional enclosed malls. He served as vice president of two California developers and the vice president of leasing for a Northwest developer. He created and served as president of a Northwest commercial leasing and property management firm for 19 years and sold the company to a national public real estate firm. He's the co-author of 18 commercial real estate books, including The Leasing Process, Landlord and Tenant Perspectives, Managing and Leasing Commercial Properties, and Shopping Center Management and Leasing. He authored more than 100 articles, including articles published in Asia and Europe. Richard teaches for the University of Washington, the Commercial Brokers Association, NAR, and IREM. He lectures across the United States and across the world. He's lectured in Singapore, China, Taiwan, Spain, Hungary, Poland, Russia, and Canada. He also served as president of the Washington State Commercial Association of Realtors and the national president of the Institute of Real Estate Management, IREM. He joined us by phone from his office near Seattle, Washington. Richard, thanks for joining us on the NAR Commercial Intelligence Briefing Podcast.
Well, good morning. It's great to be with you.
Richard, in your Signature Series seminars, you focus on how realtors specializing in commercial transactions can bring value to their clients. So why don't we take a few minutes and discuss some of the ways this can happen? For starters, most lease negotiations are centered on rent and free rent. How can realtors bring additional value to their clients when they're negotiating a lease?
Commercial lease is 20 to 40 pages, and rent, free rent, and other concessions are only 1 to 2 pages of the lease. Dozens of lease provisions will have an impact on the landlord's revenue and the control a landlord has over the property. For tenants, there are dozens of lease provisions that will affect the tenant's total occupancy costs and how the tenant can operate its business in the premises. Let me give you a quick example. Landlords should seldom give a tenant an option because they are a right for the tenant and an obligation for the landlord. A landlord may have a better replacement tenant when a lease expires, but not able to lease the space to the better tenant because the existing tenant exercises its renewal option. So when I'm representing a landlord, I negotiate not to give tenants options. However, when I'm representing tenants, I always negotiate for an option or multiple options. Options provide the tenant with the right to remain in his premises. It is expensive for a tenant to relocate. If a tenant is selling his business and the location is important to the success of the business, having options can increase the value of the business. As realtors, we bring value to our clients by understanding and negotiating lease provisions, in addition to negotiating rent and concessions.
Why don't you talk for a couple minutes about some of the non-traditional income-generating activities people can think about when they're leasing a building?
In today's difficult real estate market, and even in a good market, there are always opportunities to generate additional income for a property. First, let's consider developing a temporary tenant program. Temporary tenants may occupy space during the holiday season in a retail property, during tax season in a shopping center or office building, or using a shopping center's parking lot. Here's a few examples. One of the multi-anchored strip centers we leased was adjacent to and had great visibility from a freeway. The center was overparked. Every 3 months, we allowed an auto dealer to use a portion of the parking lot for a 3-day sale. Each year, we generate thousands of dollars for the owner of the center. The tenants enjoyed the extra traffic that was generated by the advertising of the auto dealer's mega sale. Another example is a large vacant space in a shopping center can be leased to a costume store the month before Halloween. We can lease space to a tax preparation firm during the 4 months tax season. We see dozens of temporary tenants in malls from November 15th to the end of the year. Agreements for temporary tenants are usually license agreements and not leases, mostly gross. And depending on the length of the lease, the rent may be paid up front. The space is leased as is, and there are signage requirements. The commission for temporary tenants are small, but the dollars generated for our clients are greatly appreciated, especially for properties with large vacancies, and it creates loyalty in our clients. Here's a non-traditional leasing activity that will generate significant income for a landlord at great commission. Creating a pad or out-parcel building on the parking lot of a client's property. Pads are typically leased to banks and restaurants. Pads are located mostly in shopping center parking lots, but can also be found in suburban office buildings parking lots and occasionally in the parking lot of an industrial park that's on a major street. To do a pad deal, we need to resolve two issues. First, we need to determine if the property can accommodate a pad building based on a municipality's parking requirements. Does the property have extra parking to accommodate a 1,000 to 5,000 square foot pad building? If not, can the lot be restriped more efficiently? Are there areas behind buildings that have not been striped? Can we convert additional full-size stalls to compact stalls? The second issue to resolve is to determine if any existing leases prohibit a pad building in the parking lot. Anchor tenants in a shopping center often limit the number and location of pad buildings. Anchor tenants are protecting their parking field in front of their stores and their view corridor from the street. There are three types of pad deals: ground leases, built-to-suit, and sale of the pad site. Ground leases are the most common, with tenants building their own building. Ground leases are typically 20 years with multiple five-year options, and pad deals generate great income and significant value enhancement for the property and a wonderful, wonderful commission for realtors.
We know that many tenants are struggling in what is a difficult economy for the last couple of years, Richard. What advice would a realtor have for a client who calls and says, I have tenants asking me to reduce their rent. What do I do?
This is a difficult issue and unfortunately a common one today. Many property owners have never been confronted with tenants asking for rent relief, and a realtor can provide tremendous assistance and advice to such clients. Some property owners will never assist a tenant, period. Well, that ends the issue for them. However, many property owners are willing to consider helping a tenant and keeping the tenant in place, thus not gaining another vacant, non-paying rent space. I recommend to my clients that we consider the request for rent relief. With the right information, our client can make the best decision. Here are 10 steps to evaluate the property situation and a tenant's request for rent relief. How important is a tenant and its rent payment to the property? Some rent is better than no rent for many property owners. Will another vacancy, especially in a shopping center that has many vacancies, create a negative image of the center and negatively impact leasing? What is the estimated timeline and cost to release the space? We request the tenant's business and personal financials and the financials of any other business the tenant may own. Maybe the other businesses are very successful, or the tenant is wealthy and can support this business without assistance. Ask the tenant for a short business plan, how he will solve the business's problem. If the landlord decides it is in her best interest to offer assistance, here are some alternatives. First, non-rent relief. We can reduce the size of the tenant's space, thus reducing their occupancy costs. We can relocate tenant to a space with lower rent, again, reducing their occupancy costs. However, most tenants will ask for rent relief, and here are four forms of rent relief. First, deferred rent. Reduce the rent by, say, 50% for 6 to 12 months, and it is paid back the last 6 to 12 months of the lease. Second, the tenant's security deposit can be equally applied to the next 3 months' rent. Third, if the tenant is a retailer or a restaurant operator, you can convert the lease from minimum rent versus a percentage of sales to percentage rent only for 6 to 12 months. Fourth, the most painful method is forgiving some of the past rent or some future rent, and this is known as rent abatement. If rent relief is offered, the lease amendment should include a confidentiality provision. If rent is late, the tenant loses the relief, and a disclaimer, the tenant has no claims against the landlord. Always check the property's loan document to see if the lender prohibits modifying tenants' leases without their approval. Rent relief is a difficult decision, and sometimes, but not always, it's the best decision.
Now, I'm going to role play here for a minute, Richard. I'm the realtor specializing in commercial transactions, and I've just received the listing to lease a building. What's the best way I can prepare myself to lease that building for my client?
Well, first, congratulations on obtaining the listing.
Oh, thank you.
Now let's get to work. There are countless things we need to do when listing a building for lease. I'm going to walk you through 20-plus things we need to do to prepare ourselves to efficiently and effectively lease a building. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Know the building owner's goals and objectives for the property. Is it a long-term hold? Is it a quick sale? These goals and objectives will affect the types of deals we can do. Know the owner's pressure points, such as the loan is coming due and the property needs a specific percentage of the building leased or a minimum NOI to refinance the property. Or if the property does not have a minimum NOI by a certain date, the ownership may be required to contribute additional and significant equity, which is paying down the loan. There are other issues that can cause pressure on our clients and will drive deals. Study the property and first know its deficiencies, because you must overcome these and know its attributes. The property manager for the property is a wealth of information on the building. Make the property manager your buddy. Understand the building's pass-through charges, taxes, insurance, and maintenance costs, which are included in the tenant's occupancy costs. You'll be quizzed on these numbers by tenants and their brokers. Conduct a market survey. The best way to understand a market is doing a market survey. Walk through and study competing buildings. You are selling against these buildings, so know them. Determine your building's position in the market and how it competes with the competition. With this information, you can recommend rental rates for the building. Study the building's tenant mix. Should we go after more of these types of tenants or other users? Now review the lease expiration dates of all existing tenants. Also know which tenants will not renew their lease. Know if any tenants have exclusives or other lease restrictions. If some do, they will prohibit you from leasing to certain users. Will any existing tenants be willing to downsize, which will allow you to combine part of their space with adjacent space or lease the space they are giving up? Does the building have green features? Does it have an energy conservation rating? Now for shopping centers, know the demographics and psychographics of the trade area. Know the existing tenant sales and their sales per square foot and how they compare to national averages. Prospective tenants often benchmark their sales projections against the sales of specific tenants in the shopping center. Know the traffic count on the street in front of the center. Determine which users are missing in the center and are missing in the neighborhood. For office buildings, know the following. The building's load factor, its rentable and usable factor. This is important when prospective tenants are comparing occupancy costs of different buildings. Know the floor plate size, the depth from corridor wall to curtain wall. This will be one of the factors that determines whether we should target small, medium, or large size tenants. Know the building's parking ratio. And the building's hours, what hours is the heating and air conditioning operating? Now we need to know the after-hour charges for heating and air conditioning. Know the timeline to obtain a building permit and build out a tenant space. Now know the property's lease, because we're going to negotiate the lease. Develop a rapport with the property owner's attorney, space planner, TI coordinator, and especially the property manager. You'll be working with these people to complete deals. Now develop the marketing materials, find tenants, and do deals. Now we're ready to efficiently and effectively lease commercial buildings.
You know, Richard, lease renewals are often overlooked and a taken-for-granted sort of activity when it comes to commercial leasing. Are there any ways realtors can bring value to their clients when they're handling lease renewals?
Absolutely. Here are two tips to bring value to a client, the property owner, when renewing leases. First, lease renewal should never be taken for granted. Evaluate if there is a better replacement tenant who will pay higher rent, or maybe it's a creditworthy tenant. A creditworthy tenant paying the same rent as a non-credit tenant will increase the value of the property, because an investor will pay more for a property with a more secure revenue stream. Here's a second tip, and I think the most important tip, and here's the mistake that we often make when we're renewing leases. Most leases are renewed using a lease addendum. Why? Because it's really quick. But it's wrong, and I'll tell you why. Extending the existing lease another 3 to 5 years perpetuates an older lease that does not have the most current landlord's provision. And if this older lease had been extended 2 or 3 other times, we could be extending a lease that was created 6, 9, 10, 12, 15 years ago. We should use the landlord's latest state-of-the-art lease form when renewing leases and not an addendum.
Richard, just before we wrap up, if you could give the listeners, say, three key takeaways that they'll get if they attend your Signature Series seminars, what would they be?
You know, I have a long list of them, but let me give you what I think are the three most important. First, how to understand and negotiate the lease, whether we're negotiating for a landlord or we're negotiating for a tenant. Because as I mentioned earlier, that can bring tremendous value to our client. Second, how to generate additional income for our client by effectively and efficiently leasing space, by looking for a hidden income on the property. And third, how to generate additional commission dollars from the realtor.
Sounds like great advice, Richard, and we thank you very much for joining us on the Commercial Intelligence Briefing Podcast.
Well, thanks for having me on the program.
Richard Muehlbach is the president of Richard Muehlbach, LLC. He's a member of the NAR Commercial Signature Series Speakers Bureau. And for more information about NAR Commercial, visit the website realtor.org/commercial. If you have comments or suggestions about these programs, please write to us. My email address is steve@lubetkincommunications.com. We produce these programs in the studios of Lubetkin Global Communications in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. For everyone at NAR Commercial and the National Association of Realtors, this is Steve Lubetkin. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you out there on the net. Take good care.